Hello from your grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Exodus Chapter 16. It's relatively a short Wonder Chapter, but as usual, you all know the routine. Let's start off with the word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for the gift of this day. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, for always guiding us, for always showing us the right path. May we have gone wrong, where we've offended you, Almighty King of Kings. May you forgive us. May you have mercy on us, shelter us, protect us from all the forces of whatever that come. Father, may you send in your Holy Spirit to come and be with us. Come and show us the right path. And may you lead us into your glory. We all just believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. As usual, let's start off today's on the chapter Exodus 16, as said earlier. And I think you know we are following the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land, led by none other than your boy, Prophet Moses, and Prophet Aaron. Manna and quail. The whole Israelite army community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out in the desert. The whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hands in Egypt, there we would sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening, you will know it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us?" Moses also said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the entire community of Israel, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." While Aaron was speaking to the whole community of Israel, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in a cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning, there was a layer of dew around camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given to you. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they were measured, and when they measured it by omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had just as much as they needed. Then Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it till morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed. And when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person, and the leaders of a community came and reported this to Moses. He said to them, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is to be a day of Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning." So they saved it until morning, as Moses commanded, and he did not stink or get maggots in it. "Eat it today," Moses said, "because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground." Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found none. Then they said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my instructions? Bear in mind that the Lord has given you Sabbath. That is why on the sixth day he gives you bread for 2 days. Everyone who is to stay where they are on the seventh day, no one is to go out." So the people rested on the seventh day. The people of Israel called the bread manna. It was white like coriander seed and tasted like waffles made with honey. Moses said to them, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generation to come, so they can see the bread I gave you to eat in the wilderness when I brought you out of Egypt." So Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omer of manna in it. Then place it before the Lord to be kept for generations to come." As the Lord commanded Moses, Aaron put the manna with the tabernacles of the covenant so that it might be preserved. The Israelites ate manna for 40 years until they came to a land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan. One omer is 1/10 of an ephah. Yes, so that is our wonder chapter for today. And it's going to be a short one, but let's dig in. We see today how the Israelites are complaining, they didn't have what to eat and all that. And once again, the Lord comes through for them. So what do I get from today's reading? From verses 2 and 3, we see in the desert, the whole community crumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we want. But you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Wow. Just wow. Like, can you imagine? Again, the people are grumbling. The Israelites are grumbling. I just want you to remember that these are the same people who witnessed the plagues that the Lord put to the Egyptians when they're still in Egypt. They started witnessing God. I think we remember some days where there would be darkness in the whole of Egypt, except where the Israelites were. Where there would be frogs in the whole of Egypt, except where the Israelites were. These are the same people who the Lord split open for the Red Sea. And if you remember that, this is the same people who the Lord gave water, who the Lord turned bad water into good water for. And once more, they have lost focus. They are blinded. They do not know what is happening. They have forgotten where they have come from. And what do they do again? They start complaining. So many times as Christians, we forget what the Lord does. We forget what the Lord has done, and we forget what the Lord will do for us. So many times we forget how powerful our Lord is. That's very sad, by the way. Because if these people had faith, if these people had trust, they would know that the same Lord who brought them out of Egypt can still do what they want can still provide for them. And all they had to do was ask. But instead of asking, they grumbled. Are you seeing how funny it is? They grumbled. And if we continue to verse 4, what does verse 4 tell us? Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people had to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I'll test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Wow. Again, just wow. We see the Lord coming through for the Israelites one more time. We see the Lord providing. We always say the Lord is our provider. And he does not even, you know, if some of you are like the Lord, you'd have even been like, you'd have started quarreling. You'd be like, you people, haven't you seen what I've done for you? A, B, C, D, this. But the Lord does not even, he doesn't. What does he do? He waits and he gives them patiently. He does not take to heart that these people were grumbling. He doesn't take to heart that the Israelites were being ungrateful. But another message that we learn from today is be grateful for the things the Lord has done. Where? In your lives. He doesn't feel bad that the Israelites are being ungrateful. What does he do? He provides. And we should also learn that trait. You know, so many times we are going to help people as Christians, but some even forget to say thank you. Some, after helping them, tomorrow again they'll come back and ask for help. Some don't even ask in a way that motivates you to help. But what is the Lord telling us? Help. Don't even start complaining, you who is helping. Don't even start, I don't know. Just help. If you're in a position where you can help someone, regardless of what is happening, help them. Because you never know. That's how the Lord is using you to be a blessing to others. And from verse 7, we hear, and in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us? The Lord hears your cries. He sees those tears. Never think the Lord has taken you for granted. Never think the Lord has left you to die for. I mean, so many times we go through a lot. So many times we don't even have people to tell what we're going through. So many times we think that the Lord has left us. So many times we think that we are alone. But we are not. You're not alone. Imagine how many years the Egyptians held the Israelites. So many years. But that did not stop some of them from having faith that one day the Lord will remove us from this place. That didn't stop them, no. I know some of you are suffering. Trust me, like there's some people right now who are in so much pain that they cannot bear. There are some people that are in so much suffering that they don't even know if they'll see tomorrow. But the Lord is telling us to be strong, because he sees those tears. He's seeing those tears. He's hearing you cry. He is. Don't you think he is not? He is. When you read through verses 13 and 14, you see, actually, let's read them. That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared in the desert floor. You can imagine. You can imagine food in a desert. You don't even know where the food came from. But they were shocked. They were astonished. They didn't even know what that was. The Lord shocked them. And the same way the Lord shocked them, the Lord will shock you. Amen. Imagine being in a desert, in an isolated place, nothing, but the Lord is still providing for you. The Israelites were not in the best of places. My God, they were in a desert. Some of you have been to deserts, they know how hot deserts tend to be. Dubai, Sahara, we shall be there, we shall also go. When our time comes, we shall see. But they were not in the best of places. They were not in the most favorable places. But what happens? The Lord comes through. The Lord provides. You may not be in the best place. You may not be where you want to be. You may be in a desert of suffering. You may be in, I don't know, a financial, whatever kind of desert you are in your life. But it won't stop the Lord from providing. It won't stop the Lord from providing. Period. Continue. Keep calm. Trust the Lord. It's not going to be easy by them. And if we go to verse 20 lastly, you will see that the Lord gave instructions. The Lord gave rules that this people was supposed to follow. Let's go to 20. He told them actually, gather as much as you need for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, on the sixth day, gather for 2 days. Because the next day is a Sabbath, you will have to rest. And what happens? After telling them that, you know, some people are always funny. Let's go to verse 20. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it till morning, but it was full of maggots and it began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. The Lord had clearly told them that do not keep the quail and manna till morning. But some of them were pig-headed, some of them were loggerheads, and he said to keep. And what happened? The next day there were maggots and they were smelling. And those are repercussions of not listening. The Lord is telling us today that if we do not listen, if we do not pay attention, there are repercussions. So we have to trust, we have to stay firm, we have to believe. I just want you to think about today's wonder chapter. I just want you to take some time, read Exodus chapter 16. Meditate. What do you understand? What do you learn? Tell us, write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or you can send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. Really love to hear from you. The Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Never forget that. Almighty love, God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. May you send your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, to come and show us love, Father. We are sinners. We are not worthy, not even once. Father, so many times we forget where you have brought us from. So many times we crumble and crumble and crumble. But today you're reminding us, Father, that you are our Lord, that you are our provider, that you are the source of our joy, that you have us at the back of your fingers, that you know each of us by name, and that you will always provide for us. Father, give us the strength and the patience to wait. Father, give us the eyes to see what you're providing. And give us the heart to listen and obey your instructions. Build this believing and trusting in your mighty name. And that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.